Hi, I'm Tanya, author of Outsmart Your Cancer, and I'm speaking with 78-year-old Thomas today, who has had a recovery from bladder cancer. Thomas, tell us how you first discovered you had a problem.
On a Sunday, we had a church picnic, and I was gone from home all day Sunday. And when I got home about, just roughly 6 o'clock, I hadn't urinated all day. And so when I went to the bathroom, I always check my urine, catch it. And I caught this, and it was just as black as coal.
Ooh.
And, of course, we knew something was wrong bad. And so we got a hold of a urologist and whatever went through. And, of course, he looked in there and said, well, that there was a tumor, and he took a picture of it and said that, we need to do something with it right away. Well, I got a hold of Andy and one or two other people up in New York there that had taken Protocell and found out about it and got right on it. After we had been to the urologist more than one time, either the second or third time, whatever it was, we asked him, had he ever heard of, I'm not sure we told him the name of Protocell or not, but we, alternative medicine.
Uh-huh.
Well, he said, there's all kinds of it out there and one thing and another. And it's all quack, it's all a bunch of quack. And
yeah.
We didn't say any more. And when my daughter was with us one time, and we asked him outright, had he ever heard of Protocell? This was a time or two later. And he said, no, he never had heard of it,
Mm-hmm.
So we just let it drop at that and didn't tell him that I was on it until the next time that we went, had an appointment with him, went to him. I told him that we were taking this Protocell and we didn't want to do anything else that would upset it. And the veins on his neck popped out. He was that stricken with it,
Uh-huh.
And he said, if you were my dad, he said, I would have you off of it instantly. Now,
uh-huh.
He never had heard of it. He never had heard of Protocell. But, I mean, this is, I think, the typical reaction to the medical profession.
Well, you're absolutely right. I think most doctors and most oncologists do react that way, and they assume that alternatives don't work in general, even when they don't know about a particular alternative,
yeah.
Which I think is a very unscientific reaction.
Well, it doesn't show much reasoning to me.
Yeah.
I'd say, no, I hadn't heard of it, but what is it, or I look into it, or whatever,
Right.
But anyway, I went back to him last Friday, I think it was, Thursday. He had just done a cystoscopic review of it again.
And is that where they go in with a scope and
yes,
look through the urethra?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
And that's how they did it originally when they diagnosed it and took a picture of it?
Yes, and
okay.
That's how they scraped it out.
Okay.
That was an in the hospital deal, and in and out, I mean, 4 hours or something
okay.
like that.
Okay, now can we go back to that first day when you were first diagnosed and they scraped it out? After that, they must have given you a diagnosis. Did they tell you what did they say about what they thought you had?
Well, there was no doubt about it. I mean, we got a picture of it. We got a copy of the picture that they made, and it was a tumor in there, right? Good sized tumor.
So they made it very clear that you had bladder cancer.
Yes. Oh, yes. There was no doubt about it. And,
okay.
And of course, his concern was how far it had gone, through the wall or just was still contained in there or what. And he wouldn't know until it went further into it. And, of course, that's when he suggested that we just take it out of there completely,
take
the bladder
out. I see.
And I didn't want that.
Okay, but they didn't know whether it had gone into your lymph system or anything else?
No, they
okay.
did not. But then I've had a couple of CAT scans since that time and x-rays,
uh-huh.
And two or three times now. And they haven't found anything anyplace else, so it's evidently was contained
mm-hmm.
in there.
So when was that you were first diagnosed?
That started in November.
Of last year, 2005?
Yes.
Okay. And you got onto Protocell right away?
As soon as we, just almost instantly, my daughter was here and she got on the internet and found out about it. And then we knew two or three people, this Andy's had taken it, and
mm-hmm.
I had a couple of other good friends that I've known all my life, Ted and his son. He had a son, has a son. He died. His case was worse than mine, really. He had, Ted, I'm talking about the father, and he was a little older than I at the time, too. But he had cancer of the bladder and into his kidneys, and I guess that was it. But, okay. I mean, it was bad.
That sounds bad, yeah.
And he was up in his early 80s at this time, and the doctor says, well, the only thing we can do is take one of the kidneys out and maybe get a transplant. I'm not sure about that, but take the bladder all out, you know.
Right.
And Ted told him, he said, no, and he said, not for me. He said, you know, I'm over 80 years old, and he said, I'm not about to go through all that. And, well, somebody put him on Protocell, and it might have been this Andy, I'm not sure. But anyway, Ted started taking his Protocell right then, and he lived about 3.5 years. And his son told me this, and his daughter, I called them both and talked to them, but both of them said the same thing, that when they wanted an autopsy when he died, and they couldn't find one speck of cancer in him.
Really?
He died of a heart trouble, you know, heart attack.
Oh, my goodness. So Protocell really did cure his bladder cancer that had gone into his kidney extensively.
Yes, yes.
That is a great story.
And he died, I mean, but it wasn't from that. He didn't have any sign of cancer whatsoever in him. So, I mean, that was proof enough for me.
Uh-huh.
And I knew him. I could trust what he said, had said, and
mm-hmm.
his family. I knew them well. And so that's when we got on. My wife just looked up, and she says, we started on Protocell at the end of December.
Okay. So you started Protocell at the end of 2005.
Yes.
And right now it's August 2006, almost September. But how long was it before you went back? How long were you on Protocell when you went back and they could not find any cancer?
That they couldn't find any cancer?
Uh-huh.
Well, when he went back in, he made a cystoscopic survey the 3 months after the removal of that
tumor.
And he said, well, there was some redness in there, just for lack of recall what he said, but
mm-hmm.
there was some discoloration, which was red, that didn't look good in there, and he wanted to go back in there, and I said, fine, you know, so we did. The second time, he didn't feel like he had found anything different.
Okay.
And then I see, I've had that cystoscopy. The third time, and this last time I went, he said, well, as far as I can tell, he says, you're free of it.
Is he surprised that without doing any of their treatments, you're free of cancer now?
Well, he didn't say so.
Oh, okay.
But he said, you know, that you're free, but he says, we want to go back in there another 3 months and look at it again. And I said, fine, that's why I want it too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He said it looked like that we caught it or whatever terminology he used at the time, and I said, well, don't you think that you did a good job on the scraping or something like that to kind of make him feel good, and you know, I felt a strained relationship after I told him I was on Protocell.
Okay,
I don't think he was as free. And felt as free with me as he did before, because
mm-hmm.
he even had made arrangements for the surgeon to work on that on my bladder and take it out of there and all. I mean,
mm-hmm.
he just knew that was the only answer, you know. And,
I'm not gonna
try to embarrass him or put him on the spot or anything else, you know. But,
well, he probably does think that he got lucky in scraping that out and that he got
it
all.
Oh, yeah, he's going to take, you know, as much of the credit. He's certainly not going to give it to Protocell.
But the fact remains that he had a strong recommendation to you that you have your bladder removed.
Oh, he said definitely. He'd already gotten the doctor that was in with them in this clinic to the surgeon that did all their surgery for the bladder, and he'd already set him up to you know, go in there and do it.
Yeah. So at least the fact that you knew something else you could do and you used that, it gave you at least a reason to decline the surgery. So it's been about, I guess, about 9 months or so.
Ten
months now.
Ten.
Wow, that's great. I've come across a number of really good bladder cancer recovery cases using Protocell, even those that have metastasized to the lymph system. And I have another woman with her story on the audio on this website, and also a story of a dog with bladder cancer that did phenomenally well. Which are you on, the Protocell 50 or 23?
23.
Okay. And how have you been taking it? How many times a day?
Four times.
Okay.
7, 11, 3, 7, and then at 11 we take a double dose.
Oh, okay. So you're actually taking it five times a day.
Well, I mean, yes.
With that bedtime dose being
the
fifth one.
Yeah, with the bedtime dose is counting two. That's what it amounted to.
Okay.
I think the first time we started on it, I mean, when we first started, I think we got up in the middle of the night and took it.
Okay.
A time or two or three, not very much.
Okay.
Somebody told us, well, you know, just take a double dose at 11 and that'll do the job. So I don't remember now who advised us on that.
Uh-huh.
But that's what we've been doing ever since.
Okay.
And I intend to take Protocell, continuing with it. I'm thoroughly convinced that it's helped me.
And you're 78 years old right now?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Wow, that's great. And that sure is an easy treatment to take to get rid of your cancer, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's an easy thing, except you really have got to be regimented on that thing.
Right.
And we've done that. I know we can count on one hand how many times we've missed from getting it right on the hour.
Oh.
Every 4 hours.
Wow.
And there's not too many people who want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I know that. And then, of course, we've made.
Now, did you take any other supplements along with the Protocell?
No, ma'am.
No,
no ma'am.
Just Protocell.
Just Protocell.
That's fantastic. You know, when I think what really changes people's minds and makes them willing to do Protocell is when they realize how much easier it is to do than chemotherapy, or how much easier it is to do than mutilating surgery, or even much easier than a lot of other alternative approaches, which maybe require taking 100 pills a day, or you know, juicing many hours a day, or something like that.
I'm a diabetic. I've been a diabetic since '76. So, and I got an artificial, pacemaker and a defibrillator. I've had open heart surgery.
Oh.
I got a little bit of everything wrong with me.
Wow. But, well, so obviously the Protocell does not interfere with a pacemaker or with, do you take insulin?
Yes, yes,
okay.
I take insulin, yeah.
And it doesn't interfere with that or anything?
No.
Okay.
And I tell you, I know you know Tony Bell.
Yes. Uh-huh.
We've talked to him two or three times,
okay.
My wife has. And when she told him that I was diabetic, he said, well, you'll see a difference in your diabetes. In time.
A lot of people do use less insulin after they've been on Protocell a while.
And mine has been up and down
ever
since we started on that Protocell.
Oh, so it goes both up and down now.
Well, I mean, it does not. It doesn't go any higher than it ever did before. It's not as balanced as it was. I mean, there's something going on that's quite evident, you know.
Well, I know that it's generally recommended that if you're on insulin when you decide to use Protocell, that you do want to check your sugar levels very frequently.
Oh, I do.
I take it
about four times a day.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. So mainly because just in case you need less insulin,
yes.
Then you can, you know, adjust your insulin dose accordingly.
Well, that's been my case. They've always had to. In fact, I've missed taking it a time or two because it was, you know, too low.
Yeah, and a lot of people using Protocell will have to reduce their insulin injection amount.
I would say that's been the case with me. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, that's very interesting. This is great. I really thank you for your testimonial, Thomas. Is there anything else you wanted to say?
Well, I mean, you know, I would just say I want to put my confidence and faith in God. Certainly, I think, you know, God gave human beings a mind to work with and try to make intelligent decisions, and I think that's what we have done. We've taken what God has given us and tried to use it in an intelligent way, and you know, I mean, I don't think you can just sit back and say, well, you know, I'm gonna pray and the Lord's gonna heal me. I don't think He works that way myself.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, He expects us to do our part, and I have no doubt that Protocell was a very vital part of that. But when it comes to religion, and that's what basically it boils down to, is there's no end. It runs from one end of the spectrum to the other. You know about, you know, the Lord took me by my hand and led me
mm-hmm.
here, led me there, or stopped a car from hitting me. Well, I don't believe in all that mess. You know,
mm-hmm.
He expects us not to walk out in the front of a car when we're able to avoid that. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And if we step out in front of it, we're going to get hit.
But, right.
That's not taking anything away from God's power. It's just that we didn't use our intellect to avoid that. And,
sure.
It's a touchy subject, and it can get very emotional with some people. But I have no doubt that somewhere in that cycle, protocell has been a determining factor in it, and as far as I'm concerned.
Gee, it's been great talking to you, Thomas, and I really appreciate getting your story here.
Well, you're quite welcome.
Hopefully it's going to help a lot of other people.
I would hope that it would help others, you know. I mean,
yeah.
It was devastating or shocking, you know, greatly when we found out that I had that bladder cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got the pictures of it, it was no doubt, you know.
Yeah.
It was a wicked-looking thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were just put back on our heels. We didn't know what to do, you know.
Right.
And
well, lucky for you, you knew someone who knew about Protocell.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for your story, Thomas. I really appreciate it, and you have a great day.